No kids.
And Dunkin' Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
That was Daniel Johnston from his album Yip Jump Music and the song Chord Organ Blues. Everything's big in Texas, so they say. You're listening to Dunkin's. If it's. Wait, let me do over. Start over. If it's noon on a Thursday, it means it's time for Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We may be having some guests in the studio today, my friend Jessica and her friend Robin. But don't know that they're going to make it in, so we'll see. So I'm not exactly sure what the next hour is going to yield. I think it'll be great, that I assure you. But there may be some hip-hop if Robin shows up. There may be some other stuff. Who knows? But If all goes according to plan, it'll be great. We're going to hear some new Julie Dwaran today. We're going to hear some new Grizzly Bear, some new lots of stuff, some new CanCon, some new local stuff, lots of great stuff. Last night, I went to the Astoria, which is was hosting the very first Discorder night at the Astoria. They're going to be having those on the first Wednesday of every month. And last night was a lot of fun. New Sensei were the headliners. And if you're a New Sensei fan, you should check out the podcast from yesterday's episode of Annoyce. They did a live off-the-floor set. And they did, what else did they do? They've played a whole bunch of the records and stuff like that. And it was a great show. So New Sensei headlined, Petroleum Byproducts played, and GR8 2000 opened up. GR8 2000 is the project by a guy named Tom, who's a man about town in a whole bunch of different bands. I can't even think of them all, but yeah, you've probably seen him if you go to local shows. And I bought his album, Freedom. So we're going to play a song called I Want to Go Home off of that. And after that, we're going to hear a track from the Emergency Room compilation by Petroleum Byproducts. That song is Rat Face. But first, GR8 2000, which I had always mispronounced. Now I know it's not Great 2000, it's not Great 8 2000, it's GR8 2000.
And in my
down the street one time, this girl came up to me and says, "You got real rat face."
Yeah.
That was Gentleman Reg from his new album. Oh, man. What is that new album? Jet Black. Jet Black from Toronto. He's going to be playing at the Commodore tomorrow night, opening for the Stills. And that song was called We're in a Thunderstorm. And that goes out to my pal Holland on Vancouver Island, who I own email. I got to email you back, but something. I will, if you're listening. Know that that's coming. Thanks for that suggestion, Holland. At this time, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, the Schmusic BC Party, a schmoozing event for local musicians and industries types, featuring Ben Sinister, We Are the City, and Language Arts. Friday, Immaculate Machines have their CD release party with Strange Magic and Lakefield. On Saturday, the early show is Cloud Cult with Say Hi to Your Mom. And the late show is Glory Days, featuring Fake Shark, Real Zombie. On Monday, Flowers of Hell play with Sonoya Caves. On Tuesday, the early show is comedy with The Ryan Steele Show, Man Hussy, and Bronx Cheer. And the late show is House Party, Retro Hip Hop. Get on that. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. Yeah, like I said, that was Gentleman Reg, there, Ben, Petroleum Byproducts before that, and GR8 2000 at the top. K Records is putting out a new 7-inch. It features Julie Dwaron, re-recording songs that she put on her most recent album, I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day. Those songs, I believe, were recorded by Rick White in the Maritime somewhere. And these songs were recorded by Calvin Johnson at Dub Narcotic Studios. So there's a really nice version of Nice to Come Home. But before that, we're going to hear the band that she's in with Fred Squire. Fred Squire is the guy that she tours with. He is an excellent drummer, but also a very lovely guitarist and singer. And so we're going to hear their band, Calm Down, It's Monday. And the song is Sweetest May. How appropriate. So let me get the CD here. Burr, burr, burr. All right. So Julie Dwaron, first Calm Down, It's Monday with the song Sweetest May, and then some Julie Dwaron here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sweetest May, this is not your luck. If terrible things are happening to your friends, you got it right. You can read the statements burned into the leather and save from the cutter, but I can see this coming. While you were outside waiting, on this block, and I'm uptown ready for fun. There's two maps to see, this is some tourist street, but a bit too close to the lake. Sweetest May, this is not your luck. Hold out, kid, because this has nothing to do with your fault.
One, two, three, four. It's always nice to come home after getting lots done. I slip off take off all my coats and go right into my room. I turn on my little lamp and finally sit down and pick up my guitar and give it some strums. And I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your little house. I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you and your comfy bed. I can wonder what you did with your day. I'd like to tell you about mine, but I'll wait. You probably played the guitar too. I know, 'cause I'm sure you always do. And round now you're making supper after your day is through. You may even be in your lazy boy chair, and soon I will be there too. But I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you in your little house. I think of you in New Brunswick. I think of you and your comfy bed.
I'll no longer hide it. Yes, you move me to tears over and over. Every time I get it settled, you excite it. Every time I get my face dry, you sing.
It's not meant to be a strife. It's not meant to be a struggle uphill. It's not meant to be a strife. It's not meant to be a struggle uphill.
Now I know
it's
not
fight meant to be a strife.
That was Mount Erie with Julie Dwyran and Fred Squire from the album Lost Wisdom, the song Voice in Headphones. Such pretty stuff. And before that, we heard Julie Dwyran with Fred Squire, the song Nice to Come Home. And at the top, we heard Calm Down, It's Monday, with the song Sweetest Me, which is Fred Squire and Julie Dwyran. Nice little set there. It's almost 12:30. I'm just going to go ahead and do concert listings now. How about that? Tonight, Hard Feelings are playing with Time Cops, featuring Todd Taylor, and War Baby at Honey Lounge almost in Gastown. Friday night, Beelines is playing with Isotopes, Hard Feelings, and Pretty Vanilla. That's at the Cobalt. Immaculate Machines are at the Biltmore. Tight Solid is at the Astoria. And the Stills are playing with Gentleman Reg at the Commodore. Also that night, Mutant Disco, a new night at Funky Winker Beans. Check that out. Saturday night, Rob and Allied is playing with Womankind at the Astoria. Fake Shark Real Zombie is at the Biltmore. Garland and Yarn is at Funky Winker Beans. And And yeah, that's it. Later in the month, later in the week, the Virgins are at the Biltmore. Obits are playing with the Lights at the Media Club, and the Dreadnoughts are playing with Mexican Drug Patrol at Pat's. On the 15th, also that night, Co-Pilot's playing with the wonderful Himalayan Bear. So good. I'm so glad to hear that he's coming back to town. That's at the Biltmore. A few other shows you might want to know about. On the 25th of May, TV on the Radio are at Malcolm Bowl. That's an all-ages show. On the 26th, Grizzly Bear is at the Commodore. On the 30th, the night of amazing shows, Chain and the Gang is playing with Hive Dwellers and Rose Melberg at Little Mountain, or maybe not. I don't know. Look out for that, because Little Mountain's just been shut down, or temporarily, because of noise complaints. So maybe it'll be moved for a fifth time. Yeah, one, two, three, four, fourth time. Poor Chain and the Gang. Can't get any love from Vancouver's illegal venues. also that night, Mount Erie is playing with Nick Hergovich and GR8 2000 at St. James Hall. That's also an all-ages show. Also that night, the Deers are at Richards and Clues are at the Biltmore. And a few other shows that have just been announced. Julie Dwaran, probably playing with Fred Squire, June 14th at the Biltmore. Jay Raytard is playing two nights later on the 16th at the Biltmore. Mika Miko is playing on the 22nd of June with Audacity, White Lung, and New Sensei at the Biltmore. Andrew W.K. is playing the next night, the 23rd, with the Evaporators at the Biltmore. Major Lazer is playing with Major Lazer, who is Diplo and Switch, are playing at the Commodore on the 24th. And the Rural Alberta Advantage is at the Media Club on July 5th. Lots of announcements there. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts. I hope to make things a lot more interesting. Enough of my talking. But right before I play the next song, I'd like to announce that we're giving away tickets to Grizzly Bear, May 26th at the Commodore. So call in at 604-822-2487 if you want a pair of tickets to see the fantastic Grizzly Bear. So we're going to hear a song off of their new album. It's called The song's called 2 Weeks. It's great. Let's listen to that and call in for Grizzly Bear tickets. 604-822-2487.
Oh, face, your arms in mine. We're breaking the ice, cold, cold. Set. We'll trade your markers for a midnight pen. We'll make your stand on a block of ice. We're breaking the ice, cold, cold, cold. We're breaking the ice, cold, cold, cold. Yeah.
My name in the sin is in my skin just like a splinter. It's all nice and
to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a
everywhere. It is all.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Was Mika Miko from their new album We Be Hooksa? Hooksa? X-U-X-A. I'm not sure.
Hooksa.
Hooksa. That was the song Blues Not Speed. Before that, we heard The Dirty Projectors from their new album Bit of Orca. The song Two Doves. Before that, some Kurt Vile, some Jeremy J, and some Grizzly Bear. What do you think of that, Luke?
I think the funniest thing is, like, Mika Miko sounded like Husker Du. Dirty Projectors sounded like Nico. Kurt Vile does not sound like Kurt Vile.
The composer.
I guess I've enlightened
us. There's a
us.
Light just turned on in the studio here.
And I'm bummed about Manny. What about you?
Oh, Manny Ramirez. For those of you who are regular listeners, you'll know that I'm a pretty big baseball fan, and one of my favorite players of all time just tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. He claims it was a doctor that gave him something for something non-baseball-related and that it wasn't steroids, but it seems a little hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little rich coming from a man who earns $22 million a year and probably has, like, very strict medical attention.
Agreed. It be so.
Yeah.
Say it ain't so, but it be so.
Bummer. I liked it when the attention was on A-Rod and the Yankees and not on former Red Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So we've got about 15 minutes left, and I thought I'd play a bunch of CanCon. We're going to hear some Pink Mountaintops, some Japan Droids, and some bad news out of the Japan Droids camp.
Mouths?
Yeah. Or whatever. I guess.
Check out Exclaim this month. They said kind of something fairly disparaging against the Vancouver media. Independent media, that is. Oh. And about how they weren't really paying attention to the Japan Droids. And I would contest that, I'm afraid, because if you take a look at the Georgia Strait, the Japan Droids are mentioned in music notes almost monthly.
Yeah.
And they've been number one with us for eons.
Yeah.
And including us. I mean, they were Shindig finalists. I don't know. I hope it's a misquote. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know,
what I was talking about was just that they've had to cancel most of their tour dates.
Oh, dear.
Because of a bleeding ulcer surgery.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
God, they're young. They're too young for bleeding ulcers.
I know. Yeah, so they've had to cancel. They've canceled their show here in May, and they've canceled a whole bunch of their tour. So,
well, they're playing the Capital City Block Party in July. So I hope they can make it for that. That would be good presentation for
us. Yeah, and they're supposed to play the Pitchfork Festival as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're all better for that. So, yeah, we're going to hear Rockers East Vancouver off of their new album, Post Nothing. So, yeah, let's get to it. This is the Pink Mountaintops from their new album, Outside Love, the song Execution.
Gone bad. We can't wait and still not betray.
That was Japandroids from their album Post Nothing, and the song Rockers East Vancouver. And they do.
They do rock East Vancouver quite a bit.
They certainly do. Before that, we heard Pink Mountaintops from their new album Outside Love on Jag Jaguar, the song Execution. Great album all
the
around.
Number one album at CITR for 2 weeks in a row now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not know that. That's
rarely happens in college radio great. That you get the same artist number one.
Strong. Part of the Black Mountain Army, you know? Almost done for the hour. Coming up, Marielle with We All Fall Down. Stay tuned for that. And then later in the afternoon, Robin with Ink Studs. Any highlights that you know?
I don't know what he has in this week. I know it. I know it's a pre-taped interview because he's in Toronto. But always, Ink Studs is an informative and an excellent show. And then we've got the French Connection.
Marielle.
And then Cafe Radio.
Yeah, so from CJSF. Yeah, a great afternoon of programming here on CITR 101.9 FM. That's it for me this week. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca or check out the playlist at DunkinsDonuts.wordpress.com.
Take your mom to Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Mommy Dearest, the greatest of all mother films, is showing on Mother's Day.
The mother of all mother films.
It's showing on Sunday. I'll be at the Late Show at the Van City Theater downtown. No more. Don't bring a wire hanger. But my mom's in Hawaii right now, so I doubt she's listening. But if she is, happy Mother's Day. Love you. And I love all the mothers out there, especially the single ones.
Word.
All right. This is Fine Mist with Because It's the Ocean.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.